Jesus spent the prior night on the mountain. He was praying to God the Father. Author John Shea explains, Jesus was attuning his mind to the mind of God and was preparing himself to be the one sent by God. Jesus was coming to reveal God's vision for human life. He will tell the people that their way of life is out of sync with God. The way the world judges success or failure, happiness, and despair is not correct and cannot continue because it doesn't have the rock of spiritual truth. And it will crumble. In the morning, Jesus came down the mountain to meet the crowds, which had come to hear him and be healed. The crowd was attracted with Jesus' charisma. The people were amazed of his radiating healing power. The crowd reached out to touch him, and power surged out from within him and healed all of them. And in the midst of all this, Jesus looks at his disciples and proclaims the blessings and woes. How should we receive these blessings and woes in our lives? After all, we're now in the 21st century. Well, let's recall that Jesus is teaching that there's a discrepancy between our world's values and judgments and those of God's. He wants us to take hold of life and the life God intends for us. Verses 17, 19 refers to this. And I quote, "As for those who in the present age are rich, command them not to be haughty or set in their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, generous, and ready to share. Thus they will store up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of the life that really is life." You see, it's on God that we can achieve the good in life, the good that God wills for us. If we live in accordance with God's plan, and that is a close relationship to Him, that is really life. In the gospel, Jesus was not teaching that poverty and hunger and hatred are blessings. They are not blessings. They are conditions of need, conditions of dependence, and they can help us realize our need for dependence on God. The crosses that we experience in our lives have purpose. Jesus encourages us to use our cross to draw closer to God and become more and more dependent upon God. Now, our 21st century modern world resists and discredits dependence upon God. And the question then we have to ask for ourselves is, will we continue to choose worldly consolations? And if so, then ask ourselves, well, how long will that last? How long will that last? And it will not last, because it's not the life that is real life. Worldly consolations are not built on the rock of spiritual truth, and they will crumble. God's word is truth and life, and God will have the last word. And those against God's word will weep. I pray that you not be lured to turn deaf ears or blind eyes to Jesus' message of love and justice. God created us to know, love, and serve him, and to love one another. Do not let your DNA and be a victim of identity theft by the devil, who tempts us with worldly rationale and lies. In today's society, for example, many of 24 weeks or less are not human and therefore can be destroyed by abortion. Brothers and sisters, we have free will to choose our own paths. Choose wisely. Some paths lead to blessings and some to woes. Each day, choose the better path. Discern that path through prayer and thanksgiving to God, and grow closer in relationship to him. Your dependence on him will give you the life that is really life.